Good day, and welcome to the 21st Century Holding Company first quarter 2009 financials conference call. Today's conference is being recorded. Statements in this conference call or in the documents incorporated by reference that are not historical fact are forward-looking statements. Forward-looking statements are subject to certain risks and uncertainties that could cause actual events and results to differ materially from those discussed herein. Without limiting the generality of the foregoing, words such as may, will, expect, believe, anticipate, intend, could, would, estimate, or continue, or the negative other variations thereof, or comparable terminology, are intended to identify forward-looking statements. The risks and uncertainties include, but are not limited to, the risks and uncertainties described in this conference call or from time to time in our filings with the SEC. Furthermore, the unaudited consolidated financial statements of 21st Century Holding Company for the quarter ended March 31st, 2009, have been prepared in accordance with generally accepted accounting principles for interim financial information and with the instructions for Form 10-Q and Rule 10-01 of Regulation S-X. These financial statements do not include all information and notes required by GAAP for complete financial statements and should be read in conjunction with the audited consolidated financial statements and notes thereto included in the company's annual report on Form 10-K for the year ended December 31st, 2008. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question-and-answer session, and if you would like to ask a question, you may do so by pressing star one at any time to be placed in queue. Now, at this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Michael Braun, Chief Executive Officer of 21st Century Holding Company. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, and thank you for everyone listening in. Just to give you a brief overview of the first quarter, the financials are out there. We were profitable for the quarter of $0.04. And the overview of the first quarter is that the homeowners line and the general liability line, the two main products in our company, the homeowners line has shown significant growth in premium, and the American Vehicle, which is primarily the general liability artisan line, has continued to contract a bit. Homeowners is two different items. The voluntary business that we have, our regular book of business, has been fairly stable now for approximately 6 to 9 months. It was contracting prior to that. It is stable, and they're showing in the last 60 days it's been growing. The other part of that is the book of business that we have through Citizens, where we've assumed some policies. In the beginning of the year, we had approximately 31,000 in our regular organic voluntary book of business. And in January, we added approximately 4,000, March approximately 4,000, May approximately 4,000, and we're anticipating in June approximately 5,000. Those combined, the book is going to be approximately 45,000, which is about a 50% increase. The book is a different book of business in the sense that it's a better balanced book. We're diversifying outside of the Tri-County, more on the west coast of the state and as well as along the east coast of the state as for the homeowners. Those policies that we're interested in tend to model well for our reinsurance perspective. And also, like I say, it gives us a better geographic distribution, but with that distribution comes lower premiums in different parts of the state. The policies written are primarily HO3, which is a residence, and an HO6, which is a condominium. In terms of American Vehicle, with the economy the way it is that's dependent on contractors, and that business has been down quite a bit, and that has continued as well in the first quarter. However, we see some change coming with that in that we were recently approved with a fronting where we have an AM Best rated product, and that's something that we are launching, have launched. Preliminary is in Texas, and as well as our, we've turned Texas back on with our American Vehicle voluntary business as well, which we feel good about. That should reverse the trend where the book has been getting smaller. In Florida, we anticipate that it should stabilize more as we have more marketing initiatives for in South Florida where we sell direct. We have two other general agents in the state that sell as well. So that's a brief overview of what we have in terms of those two lines of business. As we move forward, there's been some legislation that has recently passed in the state of Florida, and I think that it's been fairly favorable for the industry, where the state has taken on a lot of risk in the last 2 years, and it will be moving risk back from the state to the private sector, and that's going to happen in two different ways. The contraction of what's called the Florida Hurricane Catastrophe Fund, and also with what they're calling a glide path of rates, where citizens' rates may be increasing up to 10% per year until they're in an actuarially sound range. So that's just some brief highlights of the first quarter. At this point, Pete and I will be glad to go ahead and open it up to questions from anyone that has them. Operator, are you there?
Yes.
We'll go ahead and take some questions, please.
Absolutely. The question and answer session will be conducted electronically. If you would like to ask a question, please do so by pressing the star key, followed by the digit 1 on your touch-tone telephone. If you are using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Once again, it is star 1, and we'll pause for just a moment to give everyone an opportunity to signal. Okay, we'll take our first question from Ray Dirks with Ray Dirks & Company.
Hi. I just wondered if you could talk a little bit about your book value situation and how you see that developing.
Well, for the first quarter, our book value was $9.51, which is unchanged from fourth quarter of 2008 at $9.51, like I mentioned. Obviously, there's a couple ways to increase book value, and one of them is through earnings, which we anticipate in the coming quarters will be there. The other way is through a stock buyback, which we've continually looked at. It's been brought up on several calls. Right now, we're not in a position to do the buyback for several reasons. One, we're entering hurricane season. We're preserving cash for that. We are looking at some possible strategic growth initiatives where we might need to infuse some surplus. So we're anticipating, in the coming quarters, as the growth initiatives that Mike outlined take hold, that it'll produce earnings and the book value will grow.
Okay, great. Just to follow up, I see there's a target estimate on Yahoo of $12 by someone. I'm not sure who that is. Do you have any comment on who that is, or who's making estimates on your price might be?
Well, I can tell you that in the past, Dutton and Associates put out price targets. They do that independently using all available information that they have. We don't we don't endorse that price target. We don't participate in helping them set that price target. That's just their opinion.
Well, it sounds reasonable to me based on what I can figure out. Thanks. I appreciate your comments.
No problem.
Thank you.
Again, if you would like to ask a question, it is star 1. We'll go next to Kyle Packer, a private investor.
How you guys doing?
Good. Hi, how are you, Kyle?
Good. Hey, just several questions. First off, of any visibility into what Q2 earnings look like at this point? I mean, you're 40 days into it almost, and any idea what we're going to be seeing there?
Well, I can comment on two fronts. We don't give out any earnings guidance, but I can tell you that looking at April's written premiums are up in FedNat, still down somewhat in AVIC, and I will tell you that as far as the investment portfolio goes, we are not fully invested. As you know, we at the end of last year we gave roughly $100 million to outside managers. Of that $100 million, $90 million was put into fixed income instruments, which probably wasn't fully invested until the middle of February. So in the 6 weeks in the quarter, we we had about $700,000 in interest income in the 6 weeks of the quarter. So I think that our investment yield is going to increase certainly in the second quarter to probably around 3.5 to 4%. So that's a positive. And like I said, we're looking at an increase in volume in Fed Nat in April. Other than that, that's about all I can say about the second quarter right now.
How's the new investment arrangement working out with the outside investment group?
It's doing really well on two fronts. Where the investment portfolio of equities, which we only had roughly for about $6 million in equities in the first quarter, and it was rough until about March 9th. As you know, March 9th the market hit its all-time low,
right.
And even considering that, they're up. The equities are up 5% as of today, as of close of business yesterday. The equities were up 5%. On the fixed income side, really happy. We're not fully invested yet, only because our fixed income managers feel like rates are going a little higher, so there's still some cash on the sidelines. As of yesterday, we still had $74 million in cash and $74 million in the fixed income portfolio and about, like I said, $6 million in equities. But we're fully diversified on the fixed side, treasuries, high-grade corporate bonds, pre-refunded munis. We have about 36% of the bond portfolio in munis, and most of those are high quality. A lot of them pre-refunded munis. So you
guys feeling pretty good that you're going to be able to start to get some income off of the investment side of it?
Definitely. Like I said, in the 6 weeks in the first quarter, on the fixed income side, we had $700,000. And if you see the numbers, we had a realized loss for the quarter of $500,000. But that was basically in early January. It was still the kind of holdovers, legacy items that we owned, Nextel bonds that we owned. And Nextel is struggling. We sold those Nextel bonds, just took the medicine and sold them.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also got rid of Citigroup. That was the $500,000. We had no FAS 115 write-downs. And we feel very comfortable on the equity side, and on the fixed income side, we definitely feel like we're going to start generating. Like I said, in 6 weeks, we generated $700,000 of interest income.
So you feel like you got most of the write-off stuff behind you at this point?
I
know there's no hard guarantee.
There's no hard guarantee, but what I will say is that our portfolio now on the equity side is extreme, is well diversified in several. We're not sector overloaded in any one sector.
Mm-hmm.
On the fixed income side, I feel we have a good balance of treasuries, solid municipal bonds that are pre-refunded, and strong corporates. And we also, in that portfolio, I failed to mention before, we have some of, I don't know if you followed this, but the FDIC backed some of the bonds that the financial companies issued.
Mm-hmm.
The rate's a little lower, but they're guaranteed by the FDIC. So, yes, I feel very comfortable about it, and I believe that the investment committee feels very comfortable in the direction of the investments of the company.
And you guys feel like you're keeping a decent amount of liquidity, though, to help you through the hurricane season if need be?
Like I said, FedNat has $30 million in cash for the hurricane season.
Yep.
And so, yeah, we feel comfortable.
Yep. I appreciate that. One more question, and then I'll get out of the queue here. April 1, you guys added a new board member to the board, and I'm a little curious about the selection process for that person. They don't seem to overly have a strong insurance background, nor a strong investment background, nor do they own any shares in the company. And I was a little curious why you would do that versus go look for a shareholder who maybe owned a significant amount of shares who could best represent the interests of the shareholders.
I can comment real quick, and then Mike can comment. What we felt that we wanted in a potential board member, and we went through a nominating process. We solicited input from several headhunters and different venues like that, and we were looking for someone that could step in, and we wanted another financial expert on the board. Maybe not so much on the investment side, but on the accounting side. She is extremely strong accounting, EY for 10 years. She also worked in investor relations at Regions Bank. That was kind of our thinking. And I will tell you, what on the current makeup of our board, we have someone who's very strong in investments. We have legal representation, and we have two people that are very strong in the insurance industry. And we just felt that she would balance out the board, bringing the accounting knowledge in.
Did you guys seek out any of your largest shareholders and inquire if they'd be interested?
No, we did not.
I think that'd be an appropriate step next time.
Okay, we appreciate that.
Okay, thank you.
And we'll take our next question from Ted Raleigh, another private investor.
Hello, gentlemen. Would you address your opinion of the dividend activity going forward?
Well, we obviously made a big change to our dividend last quarter. The dividend is visited each quarter by the board of directors, and I would say that we're comfortable where we're at right now, and we'll be revisiting that every quarter. I would not anticipate a change in the near future. However, that's a decision the board will make on a quarter-by-quarter basis.
Thank you.
Thank you for your call.
At this time, there are no further questions in the queue. However, we would like to give everyone a final opportunity. It is star one if you would like to ask a question. Okay, it appears there are no further questions at this time, Mr. Braun. I'd like to turn the conference back over to you for any additional or closing comments.
Just want to thank everyone that has listened in, as well as those callers that have called in. We appreciate your interest in the company. We feel that we've been through a transition where we're going in the right direction. There's some changes that we've made and growing our book in some areas, tightening some areas up, and we feel that we're doing right by our shareholders, and we appreciate the opportunity to go ahead and serve our shareholders to the best of our knowledge. So the premium is starting to turn where we're in a positive direction. We anticipate that continuing on a go-forward basis, and we'll take it from there. So thank you very much.
That concludes today's conference. Thank you for your participation.